Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 25th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Mozilla launched a data sharing platform and plugin called Rally, which lets users opt into sharing browsing data with computer scientists and sociologists studying the web, as well as a web science toolkit that allows researchers to create standardized browser-based studies on Rally. This data will initially be used by Princeton University for a study on how users find and share news on politics and COVID-19. At Microsoft's Windows 11 event, the company revealed the OS will be released by the holiday season and available as a free upgrade to Windows 10. The OS will support running Android apps thanks to a Intel Bridge Runtime Post Compiler. The start menu moves to the center with integrated search. It includes a widget screen that slides in from the left and includes Microsoft Teams integration out of the box. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched an investigation into if Amazon and Google are doing enough to crack down on fake reviews, although the regulator cautioned it hasn't reached a view whether either company has broken the law as a result. This follows a broader initial investigation the CMA launched in May 2020, assessing several platforms' internal systems and processes for handling fake reviews. Snap reached a deal with Universal Music Group, which lets Snapchat users use Universal tracks in messages and posts, as well as share links to full songs from streaming services. Snap first launched this feature in October with Warner Music and previously had access to song rights from Universal and Sony, but not music performed by Universal artists. TCL showed off a wearable display called Nextwear G at this year's CES and now plans to release it in July, initially in Australia for $899 Australian dollars, that's about $680 US, and eventually coming to other markets. This isn't an AR or VR headset, rather it includes two 1080p micro OLED panels to provide the effect of viewing a 140-inch screen. A security researcher from IO Active, Joseph Rodriguez, discovered that many NFC payment systems don't validate the size of the data packet sent through NFC from a credit card to the reader, allowing him to create an Android app to send extra large packets to spur a buffer overload. This opened the system to invisibly changing the value of transactions, crashing the system, intercepting payment data, and when combined with other exploits in an ATM, getting it to distribute cash. Rodriguez contacted impacted vendors between 7 months and a year ago, but with many machines requiring physical access to install updates, many are left vulnerable. Some owners of Western Digital MyBook NAS devices report finding the device's factory reset with all data wiped, with log files showing the command to reset the devices sent remotely. Western Digital posted an advisory telling customers to disconnect them from the internet, and a spokesperson said the company is investigating the incidents and did not believe its internal servers were compromised. AWS announced it acquired the secure communication service Wickr, which claims to be the only collaboration service that meets the security criteria of the NSA. AWS will continue to offer existing Wickr services and begin offering Wickr services to AWS customers effective immediately. Amazon announced it intends to also acquire the podcast hosting and monetization platform Art19. An Amazon spokesperson said nothing will immediately change on Art19's platform. With last year's acquisition of Wondery, Amazon now holds a podcast content creation studio, hosting platform, and the ability to sell audio ads. Google began testing a new prompt in search, warning that if this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for results to be added by reliable sources. The company said this warning will generally only apply to developing trending topics, designed not to say if the information is right or wrong, but that the search involves an updating situation that may change with more information. Facebook confirmed its testing letting users create Instagram feed posts from desktop browsers. Previously, posts could only be created from mobile apps. It's not clear how many users have access to the test, but users can select aspect ratios, apply built-in filters, and do basic edits from the desktop. Google Contacts received an update to bring it more in line with Google Workspace. The web app now displays contacts in full screen rather than a pop-up, with name, email address, phone, and office location displayed in a profile card, with a separate management chain showing how the person falls in an org chart, and a list of recent interactions with that contact. And finally, artist Mike Winkelmann, aka Beeple, co-founded an NFT platform called WeNew, designed to sell limited edition NFTs representing iconic moments in the careers of athletes and artists. Pitchfork founder Ryan Schreiber serves as the editor-in-chief of WeNew to curate the moments sold on the platform and build stories around them. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Transitioning to a decarbonized economy sounds like just one change. In fact, this shift requires several transitions across sectors, geographies, and timelines. In Talking Transitions, a new podcast brought to you by the EY organization and Foresight Climate and Energy, we look at how the transition is affecting three key areas: energy, financial services, and government. The Talking Transitions podcast is out now. Download today from wherever you get your podcasts or visit talkingtransitions.com to find out more.